In this week's Parsha, B'Shalach, we learn the story of the Jewish people passing through the Yam Suf. In Perek Yud Daled, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Gimel, V'omar Paro Livnei Yisrael, Paro says to the Jewish people, Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz, they are confused in the land, Sagar Leim HaMidbar, and the desert is closed off for them. In other words, Paro tells B'nei Yisrael, we'll see what that means, that the Jewish people, they're going to be stuck. Now, we know that the Jewish people already left Mitzrayim. So, Rashi asks, I think the safe question, which is, so who exactly is Paro talking to? V'amar Paro livnei Yisrael. Paro said to the Jewish people, says Rashi, it's not livnei Yisrael to the Jewish people. In this case, it's al b'nei Yisrael, on the Jewish people, about the Jewish people. So Paro is speaking about the Jews, and he says, they left, but you know what? Not a problem, because they're just going to get lost, and they're going to get trapped, and they're going to have to come back anyway. Okay. But the Targum Yonason ben Uziel says something else. The Targum Yonason says, the words of the Targum Yonason, V'yemar Paro l'dasan v'la'aviram b'nei Yisrael. And Paro said to Dasan and Aviram, we know Dasan and Aviram. Dasan and Aviram were the ones who told on Moshe Rabbeinu, the ones who ultimately joined Korach in the rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't really get along with Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal don't depict them so in such a positive light. Dasan and Aviram, those two wicked people, Paro is talking to them, meaning they didn't leave Mitzrayim. Dasan v'Aviram stayed in Egypt. As the Jewish people left, they stayed, and they hung out at Paro's palace. So when Paro had to talk to somebody, he said, Dasan v'Aviram, let me tell you something. Nevuchim heim ba'aretz. So the question is, one second. All of the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. Everybody who was left already left Mitzrayim. Who didn't leave Mitzrayim? So we know that Rashi told us that 4/5 of the Jewish people died in the Makom Choshech. During the Makom Choshech, anyone who didn't want to leave Mitzrayim died. So the question is, how are Dasan and Aviram alive in Egypt? Either they left with the Jews, or they died in the Makom Choshech. How did they stay in Mitzrayim and stay alive? So the Maharil Diskin, Rabbi Shul Eib Diskin, gives a beautiful answer. He quotes a Medrash from the beginning of Shmos, Medrash Rabbah Parsha Shmos. He says the following. Demashma Misham, Shadasan Vaviram Hoyu Ben Hashotrim Shamasu Atzmam Al Yisrael. The Dasan and Aviram were the officers who were Moser Nefesh for the Jewish people. Visavlu Makos Kedela Hakel Ha'avoda Me'al B'nei Yisrael. And they would take a beating so that the Jewish people who didn't finish their quota wouldn't get beaten. They would take the beating on behalf of their fellow Jews. Says the Maharil Diskin, all of the Shotrim, all those officers, were Zocha to a Ruach HaKodesh, except Dasan Vaviram weren't righteous people, they weren't tzaddikim, so they couldn't have Ruach HaKodesh. As a zchus for Dasan v'Aviram, the gift that they got, the reward that they got, was that they survived the Makom of Choshech, and they got to stay in Mitzrayim, which is what they wanted, and they didn't die during the Makom of Choshech. Okay, that's what the Maharil Diskin says. In other words, because they stuck out their necks, they were Moser Nefesh for the Jewish people, they were wicked, they were Rishayim, they were terrible people. It doesn't matter, because they were Moser Nefesh for their fellow Jews. That's very special. And that's worthy of, out of the 4/5, and depending on the numbers of the Medrash, for Chamushim, 1/5 could be 2.5 million people died during the Makom Choshech. Different numbers, different explanations. But whatever it was, two people were spared. And what was the Mida that caused them to be spared? It was that they were willing to put themselves out for a fellow Jew. We see this concept come up a little bit later in the parsha also. You see, it's it's hard to understand. So let's imagine Paro is in Mitzrayim with all of his army and all the Egyptians and Dasan Vaviram. Now what happens? Eventually he's going to chase the Jews. The Jews are going to be at the Yam. The Yam is going to split. The Jews are going to walk through, and then the water is going to come crashing down on the Mitzrim. So we're faced with a second question. The second question is, okay, so the Jewish people got out of Mitzrayim, they split the sea, and then they go into the desert. We know from Sefer Bamidbar that Dasan and Abiram are going to reappear. Question is, how did they reappear? They were with the Mitzrim. Shouldn't they have drowned in the Yam? Or gotten stuck behind? But how exactly did they get through? So the Pasuk says, later on in Perek Yedalet, Pasuk of Beis, Vayavo b'nei Yisrael, b'soch hayam vayabasha. The Jewish people went through the Yam on dry land, v'hamayim lahem choma miminam u'mismolam, and the water served as a wall on their right and on their left. Okay, the Mitzrayim chased after them, and the Pesukim describe how the water came crashing down on the Mitzrayim. Pasuk of Tes, seven Pesukim later, we read a Pasuk. U'b'nei Yisrael, holchu v'yabasha b'sochayam. The Jewish people walked on dry land in the middle of the ocean. V'hamayim lahem choma miminam u'smolam. And the water served as a wall on the right and on their left. It's a repeat of Pasuk of Beis. Pasuk of Beis, Pasuk of Tes are seemingly identical. And the Mefarshim pick up on this, the Chizkuni and the Sepharno. So they say, what's the point of repeating the Pasuk? That now we learn, at first, the sea split and the Jews were walking through. Now, as the Mitzrim are being flooded, the Jews are still walking through on dry land. In other words, it's an additional chiddush. And the Aruch Haim has a different explanation, but I want to share an explanation of the Be'er Mayim Chaim. The Be'er Mayim Chaim says, no. You know what happened? U'b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people, that's plural. Miut Rabim, the smallest number of plural, is two. Who are the two people? That's Dasan and Aviram. Be'er Mayim Chaim says, you know what happened? Dasan and Aviram were stuck in Mitzrayim. V'amar Paro l'bnei Yisrael. Paro was talking to Dasan and Aviram. Dasan and Aviram went with Paro. So how exactly did they get through the Yam? Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, once again, Hashem gave them a VIP Kriyas Yamsuf. They got their own version of Kriyas Yamsuf. Imagine, the whole Jewish people get to walk through the Yam and different midrashim about there were 12, every Shevet had their own path, and whatever it was. And then the water crashes down on the Mitzrim, and all the Mitzrim toss and turn, and eventually they get spit up onto dry land, and they all die. And Dasan and Aviram get their own private Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? So here too we could say the same thing. A zchus, watching out for other people. Now, again, as we know, Dasan and Aviram are villains. In our Pesukim, when we learn the Chumash, we see that they tried every which way to get rid of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they were wicked. Ultimately, they got swallowed by the ground with Korach. But here we see a reward for sticking their necks out for the Jewish people, for taking a beating on behalf of the Jews. Hashem, not only did Hashem allow them to survive the Makkah of Choshech, the only two people out of all of Klal Yisrael that were able to survive Choshech, even though they should have died, and then they go through the Yam, they get their own private Kriyas Yamsuf. So we see what a special thing it is to be Moser Nefesh for the Jewish people, to give to the Jewish people, even a wicked person like Dasan or Aviram, even such a person, this chus doesn't go unnoticed. And something like a Kriyas Yamsuf, which is changing nature, which Hashem did once in the history of mankind, to make a Kriyas Yamsuf like He did, Hashem made a special one for Dasan and Aviram. I just want to share one story. During the war, there was a Vad Hatzala, there was an organization that was sent by Rabbi Eliezer Silver. Rabbi Eliezer Silver was one of the leading Rabbanim in America, and he sent he sent people to Vilna on behalf of this Vad Hatzala to assess what the needs were and to see what could be done. So the person he sent, his name was Dr. Samuel Schmidt. Okay, now Dr. Schmidt gets to Vilna, and he meets with the Gadol Hador, Reb Chaim Ozer Gajensky. Reb Chaim Ozer calls Dr. Schmidt, he says, Reb Shmuel. Calls him Reb Shmuel. Samuel Schmidt, he calls him Reb Shmuel. So Dr. Schmidt says to him, Rabbi Gajinsky, you know, he says, I'm not religious, I'm not observant. To call me Reb Shmuel, to give me a name that's an honorable title in your eyes, Reb Shmuel is an honorable title. I don't keep Shabbos, I don't put on tefillin. How could you, I'm not deserving, in your eyes, I'm not deserving of this. So Reb Chaim Ozer said, no, Reb Shmuel, you don't understand. Chas v'shalom. A Jew who's living in America right now, who could stay in America and he could be safe, but you decided to be Moser Nefesh. You decided to travel to Vilna during the war, a dangerous mission, to see how you could help the Jewish people. For that, alone, it's worthy of respect, because you're just, again, not to compare Reb Shmuel Schmidt with Dasan and Aviram, but Reb Chaim Ozer, you see that he gave the kavod, because he said you're Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. That itself is a reason for kavod. The story goes that Dr. Schmidt was so moved by Reb Chaim Ozer that he had such an impact on him that Dr. Schmidt became a Shomer Shabbos, and he started to put on, he said the next day, he put on his talis and tefillin, and he became a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, all because he was so moved by the encounter with Rav Chaim Ozer. But we see again, the message of Dasan and Aviram from the Maharal Diskin, from the Ber Mayim Chaim, and Rav Chaim Ozer also, who said, if you're Moser Nefesh for the Jewish people, that itself is irreplaceable. That's something that puts you on such a high level. And Dasan and Aviram, who were wicked, Rishoyim Gemurim, and ultimately their end in Parshas Korach, we see that they get punished with Korach, and ultimately they get destroyed. But because they were Moser Nefesh, the schus of helping fellow Jews was so great that they were zocha to many miracles.